Boring Secrets at 1:30 p.m. right after the show. Going to have to skedaddle, somehow get into a suit. I have to pull a Superman move. Hopefully there's a phone booth between here and there. Somehow get into a suit in 30 minutes, get from here over to the Corporate Alliance Building Event Center, and present all of my credit scoring secrets to all the attendees. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, and I've been getting a lot of requests from people who've been saying things along the lines of, I can't make it, I'm at work, are you going to record it, is there any other place I can get the information? And unfortunately, no, there is not. The information is too sensitive for me to record and put anywhere. It's too sensitive for me to even tell you on the air a lot of this stuff. You got to realize I'm giving you secrets about some of the biggest businesses in the world. They don't necessarily appreciate that. So I don't want to get assassinated, and therefore I can't bring this stuff out in black and white. I just can't. But I will share it to you live in person. I have no problem with that. That's exactly what we're doing today. We've got a great panel in the studio today. Looking forward to a fantastic hour of radio where we're going to make you smarter than everyone else. My financial planner, Dan Osgood from freeinvestmentaudit.com. Dan, welcome, sir.
Oh, thanks. Good to be here again.
Yeah, great to have you in here. I tell you, there is a lot going on. Market down huge again today. NASDAQ off almost 1.5%. The Dow's down triple digits again 2 days in a row. Has the trend changed? Well, are we going to start saying we're down every day again? We've been saying we're up every day for 4 straight years. Or are we just going to start going sideways now? We'll talk about that. Some pretty big names out there have been saying some pretty, you know, some pretty polarizing things. We'll tell you what those are. And if there's any truth to it. Also, Ben Mason in here. He's also a member at Corporate Alliance. Met Ben at the Corporate Alliance Event Center, the clubhouse, as Gary likes to call it. Ben, you're a computer expert, an IT, you know, internet expert with 5E Consulting. That stands for five elements.
Correct.
What are the five elements, Ben? Tell me.
Well, it depends on if you're talking about the Japanese five elements, or are you talking about, you know, my technology five elements? But we can get into that a little later.
Okay, sounds good. So Ben Mason is going to tell, you know, I got to tell you, I am completely freaked out by the breaches of internet security that have taken place within some of the big banks in the past 6 weeks, and I just have a lot of questions for you about that, and whether I should be scared, or the things that I can do to be more safe than what I currently am. So really look forward to dipping into your vat of knowledge a little bit later here in the program. Mr. Osgood, now this guy, Jeffrey Gundlach, I don't want to, is it Gundlach?
Yeah, Gundlach.
Gundlach. This is a guy who's pretty, a lot of people follow this guy. I know you follow him too.
Mm-hmm.
And he has basically said, and help add anything to this if I misinterpret anything, but basically he has said that we as a country simply have too much debt to pay back. It's no longer possible for us to pay it back. It's too big.
Right.
And this is one thing we don't talk about. People say housing bubble, bond bubble. There's all these other things. We don't talk about the debt bubble hardly at all. Is there more to it than that? Or is he right that there's no way to pay this debt back? Because that would be pretty catastrophic if it's true.
Yeah, there's actually been a large number of people coming out saying similar things, that it's just finally gotten to a point where it's going to be basically impossible to ever pay back. It's just going to be something that continually gets pushed down the road. So we'll see what happens. Economically, you never know what's going to change that could switch that around. But
yeah, the government, which loses hundreds of millions of dollars a year by, you know, just making pennies and nickels because it costs them twice as much to make them than what they're worth. The people who make the money lose money making the money. Those people are eventually going to turn this thing around. They're going to get the ship turned, start making a profit, and be able to put a dent into this debt. It seems pretty far-fetched.
Right, and that's what he's saying. It definitely is getting to a point where it's beyond repair almost.
Does that mean that he is getting bearish on the stock market as a result of that? Or is he just saying that, you know, you have to be careful about the value of the dollar and inflation and things like that?
Yeah, he's just cautioning more just on a global base. The repercussions of getting so far behind. It's just like someone with their personal finances. If they get so far behind debt, the government can't just file bankruptcy.
That's the thing. Because personally, you could be in the same situation. Right. You could get out of it in a jiffy.
Right. File bankruptcy, clean the slate, and start over. Government can't do that.
I wonder if they're going to figure out a way to do it. You know,
it would not surprise anyone.
I mean, but that would be amazing if they could somehow. But this is a serious issue. So This guy, and you can look him up, Jeffrey Gundlach, it's G-U-N, like a gun, D-L-A-C-H, has basically been right multiple times in the past about large moves in the marketplace. And so he's developed a heck of a reputation with regard to making these types of predictions and, you know, bringing these things up to people. I don't think it's any surprise. We've been talking about the national debt for a long time. Mm-hmm. Now $16 trillion, nowhere near a balanced budget, still a spin-crazy government with absolutely no – there is not a one iota of accountability, much less enough to do anything about it.
Right.
I mean, that's the worst part. So if you add all that up, we've got issues with the debt. If someone is concerned about that, concerned about the government specifically, are there specific things that they should avoid from an investment standpoint? Are there things that are tied specifically to the government that you would want to avoid if you believed what Jeffrey believed, that the government was eventually going to become insolvent financially?
I guess you would have to look like at a Greece and see what's going on there and try to map that. It'll definitely be a much larger scale because
right.
our economy kind of controls the world still. So I don't know. It wouldn't be as easy as just saying, oh, yeah, definitely do this or do that.
Let's take the 10-year, for example, okay? Because I know you've spent a lot of time in the bond world. You know a lot about bonds. And so let's take the 10-year as an example. A lot of people feel comfortable putting money into a 10-year, even though I think it's now down to, what,
1.6
and change percent, which is, you know, almost a full percent less than inflation if you believe their inflation number, which I think is drastically lower than reality.
Might be 4 or 5%.
Might be. But if that were the case, that someone was felt confident that it's worth investing in the 10-year because it was guaranteed and there was no risk, is there no risk? I mean, doesn't the government have to be able to pay you back?
Well, the risk becomes if they just continually print money, that's making every dollar worth a little bit less. So, yes, you're going to get paid back, but what's your dollar going to be worth versus other currencies?
Okay.
How far is it going to go?
Okay. That makes sense because we were talking about 10 years.
Right.
So a lot can change. I mean, think about 10 years ago. You know, that's a lot has happened in 10 years. So that's interesting to me. I want to dive into that in more detail in a later program, just about, you know, how we can look at alternatives or look at the things that are maybe somewhat affected by the government and just help people avoid those things if it's the case that they believe what Jeffrey and I do, which is that the government eventually will become insolvent. I don't know what's going to happen after that. Speaking of the government, letters that were sent to President Obama have tested positive for ricin. Now, ricin is basically rat poison, right? Used to kill rats. Well, they also, you know, test a lot of things on rats because they're very similar to human beings. So this ricin, if you get poisoned by it, especially if you're a small child, you'll probably die. If you're a full-grown person, you may or may not, depending upon how much. But we have to accept something here. After what happened on Monday in Boston, there was actually an accident yesterday in Texas that we think was an accident at this point. Not 100% sure yet, but more people dead, hundreds more injured, huge explosion in Texas. Mm-hmm. And people sending letters to the president covered in poison. So we're under attack, folks. We are. We have been for a long time. And to deny that or to try to, you know, look the other way or play dumb or ignore it, you can do that if you want to. I mean, we've got an unbelievable amount of people who are looking out for us. But you just have to accept the fact that when you have something really good, people are always going to want to take it from you.
Mm-hmm.
They're always going to want to take it away, whatever that is. And we have a fantastic life. We have an amazing country. And I will believe in it. I will be the last man standing. I promise you that. I know sometimes I get negative on the government. I promise you I'll be the last guy holding the flag if it comes down to it. And we're under attack. So, you know, this becomes and some of the attacks that I'm the most afraid of, Ben, are the cyber attacks.
Absolutely. And they're getting scary.
Aren't they? I mean, it's, you know, obviously explosions and stuff like that is worrisome. And everyone worries about that. A guy with a gun or someone, you know, walking with a bomb in their jacket or a suitcase nuke. People have been worried about that forever. And I think that stuff is always going to happen periodically because there's just enough crazy people out there when you talk about billions of people on this planet. But these cyber attacks are even more scary to me because you could affect the whole country if you just got one thing right.
Mm-hmm.
you could nail everybody, you know? And so that right there has me worried. But we're going to talk more about that in detail. So just know we're under attack, whether it be cyber through the internet, whether it be by bombs at the marathon or in a plant in Texas. We don't know if that's the case yet or not. It could have just been an accident, but I don't know. Pretty coincidental to me. We'll see what they say when it's all said and done. But we're under attack, so we need to know that. It doesn't mean you should be scared for your life or anything like that, but it means you should keep your eyes peeled and obviously report any suspicious activity to authorities. The crash in Apple continues. Today's no different.
$390 right now.
Yeah, under $400 for the first time in a long time. Now, hopefully I saved you a ton of money here, but that's only if you listened. A number of people at the top of the market, this is one of the reasons why I called it, because at $700 and right as it was nearing it, a bunch of people started asking me if they should buy it. My answer, I wouldn't buy it with your money. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why. It's lost almost half of its value. And I can tell you why this is happening. And it happens to stocks when the company goes from a growth company to a value company, or the stock goes from a growth stock to a value stock, and the multiples start to change. And so what you get is you get a company like Apple who was innovating, and they were the newest, biggest thing, and every time they were just blowing you away, and this huge market opportunities. But then now you start to look at it and you go, well, wait a minute. Android's killing these guys. Samsung is destroying them as far as the number of phones sold. And they don't have Steve Jobs anymore. It looks like, you know, the iPhone 5S is going to be same old type stuff. There's tiny upgrades, nothing crazy. There's no innovation there anymore. And so when a stock goes from being a growth stock to a value stock, it is a painful process if you're a shareholder. I mean, a painful process. And this is why it's important to you. It's important to you because while you may say, well, I don't own Apple, are you sure about that?
Right.
If you own mutual funds, there's a very good chance they own Apple and own a lot of it. And so while you may not own the stock individually, you invested your money into a fund that did invest part of your money into Apple. And this is why it's important for you to know what you own. You got to know what you own. And I don't just mean the name of the mutual fund. I mean, what is that mutual fund holding? Because this crash in Apple, I tell you, we're actually not that far away, Dan, from where it starts becoming a buy again.
Yeah.
I mean, we're $60, $70 away from where I'm going to personally pull the trigger on it. Seriously, it'll be yielding 3-something percent.
Right.
They have more cash than any other company out there. That's going to be a pretty safe 3%. I feel comfortable with Apple. I think it's at 335. I would buy it at 335 and all the way down, however far it went below that, just on the yield alone, because of the fact that these guys just have $100 billion in cash?
Sitting big on cash.
Huge. It's nuts. So anyway, this is something that's important for you to know because you may not realize what you own, but we can help you figure that out. When we come back, I'll tell you exactly how to become educated about not just the name of the fund you own, but what you own within it and how it affects your retirement. This is your money. You worked hard for it. I'll help you protect it. We'll make you smarter than everyone else. Stick around. Hey, Mr. Credit here. I'm very excited to be sharing all of my credit scoring secrets with you on Thursday, April 18th in UTC. I will let it all hang out there and tell you everything the credit bureaus and the banks do not want you to know. If you'd like to attend, we only have 80 seats total, so RSVP right away. Send a text message to 844-44 with the word RSVP in the message. So text the word RSVP to 844-44 right away, and I'll see you there. If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154, and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. 4.
The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. Or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us. 800-997-1235.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Back. Thanks for hanging out. Justin Kranz running the show today and tomorrow. Box out. It's great to have you, my friend. Always here on this credit program. So here's the deal. You know, most people will think that they don't own Apple when they do because most people don't have the time, Dan. They just don't have the time to go in and chart out what their mutual fund manager is doing with the money. You know, and so it becomes more about understanding the philosophy behind how you're investing, right? Mm-hmm. And so what's cool about Dan Osgood is that and he's the author at freeinvestmentaudit.com, is that, Dan, you'll take a look at someone's portfolio and show them exactly what it is that they own, how much it's costing them as well, and where their risk is.
Right.
And the thing that I think that's scariest to me about the Apple deal is that a lot of, you know, supposedly risk-averse funds were heavy in this stock. Have you seen that?
Oh, absolutely. And like you were talking about, just the bulk of if you don't know exactly what those funds are investing in. I had a case where someone had 8 different funds they were invested in. 6 of them owned in their top 10 holdings Apple.
And did that person know that they were so invested in this stock?
Not a single idea.
And so there's a guy who you probably talk to him, you go, yeah, Apple's getting crushed, right? I don't care. I don't own that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you do, brother.
Yeah,
you own about 8%.
maybe your largest holding.
Yeah, it might be your – it probably was by a long shot. And so this great unwinding here is affecting way more people, continually seeing people who are asking about funds. We've dissected some of those on the show. And what happens is they go, wait a minute, the stock market was up 14% in the last few weeks, and my funds are down. What the heck? It's because you own a ton of Apple. Now, the Apple crash may be over. Okay, it may be. Maybe it'll go down a little bit more. Maybe it'll go up from here. Who knows? But the point is, how do you protect yourself from the next Apple? And I think that has a whole lot to do with what you do at Free Investment Audit, Dan, by helping people identify that risk aspect and really going in and not just paying attention to the fund that says they're a large cap growth fund or that says that they are risk averse, but actually seeing if it's true or not.
Right. You want to make sure that they're doing what they say they are doing. That was a big part of what happened when the tech bubble burst back in 2000 was – every fund out there, regardless of what they said they did, was very heavily invested in tech. So as soon as that bubble burst, every fund was dropping like crazy because they had tech, even though they maybe weren't supposed to.
Yeah, they didn't say they were. That wasn't part of the prospectus or part of what their investment philosophy was. But all of a sudden, it was like, how could you not?
Oh,
stocks
absolutely.
Were tripling every day. I mean, it was nuts. And so they couldn't help it.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't help it. Because greed's a powerful thing.
Yeah, look at all the recent bubbles. The housing, same thing. Greed. Yep. Everybody was lending money just to anybody who could fog a mirror.
And they were printing money, doing it for a while.
This works. Let's do it. And it causes problems.
Yeah, it created a bubble. And there was a bubble in Apple, and it burst. And it may be over. It may not be. But I want to help you prevent that from happening to you. This is something everyone should do, no matter how big or how small your portfolio is. Get the free investment audit from Dan. Doesn't cost you a thing and could really help you understand where you stand with all the money that you've made. That's your hard-earned money. Don't let someone else screw it up without you knowing what's going on. Free investment Freeinvestmentaudit.com is the website. Just put your information in there. Dan will give you a call directly. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. So one of the things that we brought up last week, that we didn't have a whole lot of time to get into. I know I kind of cold-cocked you with it, but I noticed this advertisement from one of these big broker dealers that said, oh, you can trade all these ETFs for free, commission free. So you can go and you can buy and sell these ETFs, and we're not going to charge you a dime. Red flags went up everywhere. So I hit Dan with this one on the show last week, and you came back at me with this article about how, you know, these low-cost ETFs are not equivalent, you know, to a solid financial plan, and they don't fix the emotional aspect involved with people who are making their own financial decisions with regard to trading stocks.
Right. The basic principles, it's just a small vehicle you use to try to accomplish goals. So if you're still going to get caught up in the hype around something, like Apple's a perfect example. At 700, people start saying, oh, but I think I have to go buy Apple. And obviously they missed the run-up to 700. That's when you should have been in. And that is the general not necessarily philosophy, but it's the general pattern, behavioral pattern that people act on their own and go out and buy things at the wrong time.
Why is it that we're wired exactly incorrect? You know, this you'll see this happen all the time. You're waiting for an elevator, let's say, and it's taking forever. Right when that first person goes, all right, I'm taking the stairs. I mean, almost invariably, within just a couple of seconds, the elevator shows up. That happens all the time. Start paying attention to that. When people just get exhausted and give up on stuff, that's right at the moment when it happens, when it comes. It's like we're wired exactly wrong for the stock market.
It's an emotional thing. So when you see it going up and you're hearing all-time highs, all-time highs, all-time highs, oh, I have to participate in that. And then the opposite is when it's going down, people are, oh, it's awful, it's terrible. Every news story is, oh, we don't know when this is going to end. So people start panicking, oh, I have to get out. And instead of looking at that as an opportunity and saying, well, gee, everything's on sale now. Here's an opportunity to get in at a lower cost and make my money back very quickly.
Yeah. I wonder when the day will come that I'm gonna actually pull the trigger on this Apple. It could happen soon based on the decline that's been occurring. I mean, I could be in this thing by the end of the week.
It's time to walk the walk.
I might have to. I mean, you know, I said I'd buy it at 335, and I don't see how I couldn't. So these low-cost ETFs, while helpful in some cases, especially for people who want some exposure, they're pretty – some of them are pretty wild, exotic stuff.
Yeah, they're creating indexes to track just about anything you could imagine.
Which is nice, you know, because especially if you can trade them for free. I mean, if you're in a situation where you say, you know what, I really have a good feeling about some of these emerging markets. I want to put 5% in emerging markets. Okay, let's structure that into your plan.
Yeah, very low-cost access.
Yeah, you get low-cost access to emerging markets. And, you know, that's something that if you feel that way, you want to put that over in your, hey, this is my aggressive side of what I'm doing? All right, let's do that. No big deal. This might be a good route to do that with, a diversified route to do that with. So they have their place in their time like everything else, but cannot be relied upon solely, of course. So this is why it's important to have a full scope, an actual plan built around how you're going to get to where you are. I got a question I want to ask you. Do you know how much money you need to save every year to retire the way you want to? Do you know what that number is? Do you know? It's okay if you don't. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to admit it to anybody. But these are numbers that can be calculated. This is a number that you can learn within just a couple of days. You can figure this number out. Dan can help you figure it out. Wouldn't you like to know what the number is? Don't you think you'd be a little more motivated to do it? Instead of just saying, oh, well, I can afford to put aside this much per month and that's what I'm doing. Well, what if that's not going to get you where you ultimately want to go? What if that only gets you halfway to the destination that you would like to arrive at? You don't have to try to figure this stuff out on your own. You can find out 100% free at freeinvestmentaudit.com. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. You know, I look at this kind of like hiring a coach. You know, some of the best business people you'll ever meet, they always have a coach. And they might change from one coach to the next, depending upon what they're trying to accomplish. But really, really good business people who have multiple businesses or who have big empires, they always have a coach. And I think it's something that the average person has a hard time understanding, that, you know, you need someone there to keep an eye on you, to check your own balances. one of the first things that happened that I noticed with some of my buddies, the first ones to get married, was that they started realizing that they had a lot more money. And the reason was because you go and you share a bank account with someone. Now, all of a sudden, everything you do is being seen by your wife.
Accountability.
You got accountability now. So you don't have free reign to go to the casino, drop $100 at the bar, buy everyone shots. All that stuff no longer exists because you'll get reamed up one side, down the other. And you know it. So just knowing that helps you make the right decision. You know there's someone who's going to ask you about why did you do it. And so having a coach in business, I think, is essential. And when it comes to financial planning, like we talked about, the emotions, so difficult to manage. I think it really helps to have a plan in place. Dan, how often do these emotions take over people, and do you have to kind of reel them back in?
Yeah, it is literally a coaching process where when the market starts to drop, you get a phone call. Oh, the market's going down. What do we need to do? I need to change things. It's like, no, let's sit down. Let's reevaluate the plan and see where we are and see what impact this is having and just show that, well, because of this plan and because of what we're doing, this is probably not going to have any impact whatsoever in trying to accomplish the end goals that we're shooting for.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at it from this perspective, kind of like when you own a home. Well, if the market's going down and you're making regular contributions to your retirement account, you're getting more shares.
Mm-hmm.
You're buying more shares. If the market was just going up, I mean, you know, ideally you want the market to go down and stay down until a couple years before you retire, and then
right.
It can shoot up.
Yeah.
You know, just like with real estate. I mean, you really want your home value to go down really low until a couple years before you're ready to sell it. Mm-hmm. And you can pay less in taxes the whole time you own the thing. It doesn't do any good for it to go up until you're ready to use it. So that's when we talk about the plan aspect. It's why it matters so much. And I know you're big at looking at that managers specifically of funds, not just the funds themselves, but managers of the funds who have done well in down markets, who have lost less money in down markets, and that's a big part of your philosophy.
Right. It's that whole magnitude of a loss is much more impactful on your plans than a great gain over time. It has so much of a bigger impact. And we've showed that example. If you lose 50% in 1 year, what do you need to earn just to get back to where you were at the beginning of the prior year? And a lot of people will come back and say, well, just 50% and I'm back, which even if that is the case, that could potentially take a lot of years to earn 50%. But the reality is you have to earn 100% just to get back to where you were. And if that takes 5 or 10 years, what impact does that have on your planning to meet that goal?
Yeah. So minimizing loss is a huge part of making the most of your money, and minimizing cost as well, because a lot of these funds cost a ton of money. And every time we do one of these audits, we see almost every single time someone is paying way too much for a fund that they don't have to pay that much for in order to get those same types of investments. So take the time, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com today and just do this. Let Dan put together a proposal for you so you can see exactly what it is that you own, exactly how much it is costing you, and where your risk tolerance is. And does that line up with where you are in your life? You know, if you're near retirement, you should be on the low side of the risk scale,
mm-hmm.
not like some of the people we've seen in their 70s, 80s, who have 80% stocks. You don't want to be that person. It can really, really, really hurt you financially. You don't deserve that. Don't let them win this game. You can win. Go to freeinvestmentaudit.com or call the helpline, 888-0154. All right, coming up, what I consider to be the biggest threat to the United States, to your wallet, and to our security, really, as a nation. When we come back, we'll make you smarter than everyone else.
If you would like free advice from Mr. Credit, just call or text 619-786-7853. That's 619-786-7853.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com, or text the word audit to 844-44. According to the Government Accountability Office, over 70% of people have errors on their credit report. And let me tell you, these errors are not helping your credit score. They are hurting it. Hi, Mr. Credit here. Look, the fact is, credit repair can work, but it's just too expensive for most people to be able to afford it. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a nonprofit company that has a flat-fee credit repair system for only $4.99 per person. If you or anyone you know wants to improve their credit, just call the Credit Repair Helpline and speak with an expert for free today. 800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349. Don't let the banksters and credit bureaus win the battle of destroying your credit so they can make a profit. Fight back today. Call 1-800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
All right, Golic, here's the deal. You're at bat with a full count. Decision time. You need to book a hotel room instantly.
Oh, strike three.
No, not with La Quinta's instant hold feature.
Ball four?
Come on. With LQ Instant Hold, you can instantly hold a hotel room on your smartphone with just your phone number.
No credit card number?
No credit card number and no questions asked.
Well, that sounds like a walk-off home run.
Now you're talking.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. The University of Oregon is really upset with what has gone on inside its football program. The school is so angry that it's suggesting to the NCAA that it give up 3 scholarships over the next 3 years. Wow, imagine what it might have come up with if it had committed major recruiting violations. Oh, wait, the school did commit major violations. It admits it committed major violations, and this is the punishment it's suggesting to the NCAA, along with 2 meaningless years of probation. This is the equivalent of suggesting a $50 fine is punishment for stealing $1 million from a school for orphans. 3 scholarships? Here now is another test for the NCAA. Does it roll over and play dead for the school owned and operated by Nike's Phil Knight, arguably the most powerful man in sports? Or does it actually punish Oregon with real sanctions? Knight versus the NCAA? Bet your shoe money on Knight. I'm John Feinstein.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you're guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts you need. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700. Catch me weekdays at 7 a.m. ESPN Radio 1700.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out. Mr. Credit here. Ben Mason in the studio, 5E Consulting. Ben, you have a background in internet security. I know you've worked with some different government agencies, a lot of that stuff is confidential, so we can't really talk about it.
Very true, very true.
But I tell you that one of the scariest things for me is online security. I mean, when the majority of, you know, the assets that you've accumulated are essentially just a number on a computer screen. And I mean, that's really what it boils down to. You don't see it, you don't smell it, you don't touch it. It's just a number on a monitor. And we start to see some of these cyber attacks getting through to some of the major banks, which have a tremendous amount of resources deployed to prevent it. Becomes pretty scary. Am I being too worrisome? Am I being a worry ward, or is there a real danger here?
Well, I mean, it kind of goes both ways. I mean, you definitely need to be worried about and have your eyes open about this kind of stuff, right? So, you know, typically when you are doing, especially banking online, you know, you don't want to do it from a Starbucks Wi-Fi connection, right?
Okay.
You know, someone like myself or a hacker could be sitting in that network and getting that information. So, you know, they can intercept that traffic on that network. So you want to be conscious of when you're doing secure things online. So, you know, also changing your passwords, you know, not having password being your password. you know, and making that more encryptive of something that you can also very easily remember. You know, a lot of people have the reason why they have password as their password is because they have so many passwords they can't remember any of them. And, you know, the long encrypted 8492J capital 4, you know, yeah. N2. And, you know, so what I say is to try to make that a little easier is to you know, make your password something you can remember. That's kind of a long sentence. So I listen to Mr. Credit on 1700 AM! Exclamation point. I'm keeping all the spaces in there.
Can you do that with your password spaces?
Absolutely. Most technology now is allowing you to have the spaces. They're very, very hard to detect and crack. That's why they're very safe. I mean, right there, you have capital letters, you have lowercase letters, you have, you know, punctuation, numbers, and, you know, it makes it very, very secure. And it's also very long, but you can also
remember it,
right?
So just gave us two big things there. So number one was basically if you are on a network that is accessible by other people. So an unsecure wireless network, which we're all on all the time now.
All the time.
We're all the time on. I mean, if I just walk by Petco Park, which is a couple blocks from my house, I can automatically connect to their Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. My phone automatically does it. So if you're on one of those networks, people can access the data that you're sending out to the internet.
Absolutely.
And so you should never check your bank accounts or put any passwords in when you're on these types of deals.
No. When you're out and about, I really think that you shouldn't be doing any kind of secure data on your phones, iPads, laptops, unless you're at home or at work that you know that is secure. And granted, there's businesses out there. I mean, clients that I have, I go into all the time, and their wireless network is not secure at all. You know, people ask, what do we do? You know, so it's just, you know, getting the new technology that's going to give you that secure access, not having a six-year-old router, you know, wireless router access point sitting in your office. It's not going to do the security anymore.
Okay, so we got to be careful about where we're putting information. We got to be cognizant of what type of network we're on. How are we accessing the internet? That definitely matters. Passwords also. I think I saw a story a few months back. They said the most commonly used password is password 1.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Literally 2 days later, I was in a boardroom speaking with a company, and they were trying to log into their thing, and someone said, what's the password? And the guy goes, password 1. And I just started cracking up.
Right.
So be careful about your password. Use spaces. Make it something that you can easily remember. Okay. I love Mr. Credit on ESPN 1700 exclamation point is a really good one.
Yep.
But just be careful because a whole bunch of people are going to have that now, so the hackers might catch on to it. But outside of that, Ben, you also do a lot of work for people on their website. So you were telling me about how you can make more of your website instead of just having it be a brochure. What did you mean by that?
Yeah. Well, a lot of small businesses out there right now, you know, websites, you know, when the internet came, everybody went and rushed to get their website done. It was a clean, easy way to get information out. Websites are now more dynamic. They're changing. They're evolving to be more interactive. So instead of just having an informational website brochure, which is great several years ago, trying to – the idea behind it now is how do you get those people coming back to your site? How do you engage them? And you have to have an interactive site to be able to do that.
So making it more interactive.
Correct. Yeah. You know, having
– what are some of the ways that you do that?
So for instance, you know, a event planner, perfect example, event planner, you know, instead of just having here's the events that I do, weddings and catering and birthdays and that kind of such, you can have your clients and your partners, affiliates, the caterers, the people that you work with, have access to a portal that can have collaboration and communication between the people to make it a lot easier. So for instance, let's say you're doing a wedding, you know, the wedding, the bride says, oh, I just got, you know, my uncle is a vegan. He's coming. I didn't know he was coming. We need to change the food. Well, in this case, most of the time they have to call the event planner. Then the event planner has to do that. Then they have to call the caterer. The caterer then talks to the event planner, says, oh, well, we can only do this kind of vegan food. And is this going to be okay? Calls it back. And then they say, oh, well, that works. But I have another, you know, aunt.
So what you're telling me is that you could put within the website a way for everyone to have those communications, you know, one-way communications.
Correct.
Right there.
Right.
That's – I've never even seen anything like that.
Right. So it's very streamlined. It's changing the workflow of your business to make it time-saving, which is money-saving, right? So it's streamlining your business and making it more interactive so that, you know, you're constantly getting that traffic to your website, which is what you want because you want your brand out there. Everybody's big on branding right now. And, you know, having that collaboration with those people.
Oh, I love it. And then your website is just 5-e.com, right?
Correct. Well, 5-e.net.
.net. 5-e.net, right. Which your website is very cool. It's very appealing.
Thank you.
You know, which obviously you want it to be because you're, yes. That's what you do. But really haven't seen anything that was that awesome to look at, just the homepage.
Oh,
you should check
you.
It out, 5-e.net. And when we come back, we're going to talk about email. Emails, this thing mm-hmm. that was once so handy, now has become so annoying. What do you do about it? Where are you exposed? When we come back, we'll make you smarter than everyone else. Stick around. Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829. If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154 and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. Won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. every 12,000 miles. It's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local automotive store.
All across the country, there are those who are going pro. They are taking their game to the next level. They are swishing, flossing, and brushing those hard-to-reach places. They are going pro with Crest Pro Health. They are getting a clean that will transform their oral health and shedding their amateur status and going pro with their oral care routine. Go pro with Crest Pro Health. Life opens up when you do.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out. Mr. Credit here. Save the station in your dial. If you want to be smarter than everyone else, we got Ben Mason in the studio, my financial planner, Dan Osgood. Ben, with regards to internet security, I think one of the things out there, I mean, everyone's gotten the emails from Nigeria, you know, saying you've won the lottery, and, you know, that we kind of just push those to the side. I think we know our email addresses are out there being sold. How safe is the information that you're sending in emails? Because emails, when they first came out, they were incredibly convenient. You could send someone a message when it was convenient for you. It seems to have bogged a lot of people down. People get lost in their emails. How secure are they, and is there a better way to communicate?
So, you know, as far as the communication with emails and emails being secure, it really depends on who's hosting your emails, who's your provider.
Yahoo, for example, is mine.
Yeah, so Yahoo. They have... A lot of people don't know this. They actually have a non-secure setting and then a secure setting. And it's all how you actually configure your devices, your laptops, iPads, you know, tablets, computers, to see if you want to have that be what we call encrypted or under SSL. And a lot of people don't do that.
So you can just click a checkbox? Is it that simple?
Yeah, almost. It's as simple as changing a couple digits and clicking a checkbox. And a lot of people don't do that. And in that case, your emails going over the wire are what we call clear text. You know, I can certainly intercept that and see that whole conversation.
Really? And the attachments too?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're on the same, do we have to be on the same network for you to see that, or can you scrape it from somewhere else?
No, you got to be on the same network to be able to do that. So, you know, there's you know, big ISPs, you know, Cox, AT&T, Time Warner, you know, obviously they have other security in place, you know, so from your home and stuff like that. But you still want to be confined to knowing what's going on, and it's better safe than sorry to, and I mean, especially something so easy to just a checkbox.
So if you have, that's something that I'm sure we can help people with pretty easily. If you want to send me an email, MrCreditRadio.com, I can connect you with Ben. So is there something better coming? I mean, is there a new email? Because it's certainly not text messaging. That's just as bad. I mean, is there a better way to communicate or better way to use emails?
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, Google's a perfect example. They try to make, Google, Wave, I think it was, Waves a couple years ago, you know, to change and the style of the people emailing and stuff like that. It just never caught on, you know. Facebook kind of tried to do that, you know, but it's more, social than, private. So the corporate world is stuck on the email. And, you know, just like the corporate world and business owners, they don't want to have change. They like what they're, it's easy. It does what they needed to do. So to change email to make it a little easier to manage, not having a huge inbox of nothing but, attachments with gigs and gigs and gigs. Now you start using the cloud and, having your attachments up in the cloud, having links there so you're not downloading.
Is the cloud safe, though?
Yes. Several years ago, it wasn't. I mean, there's been talks about this for, years and years. But technology is now to the point where the cloud in the correct data center is very secure. You know, the data center is, SAS-70 compliant, ISO compliant, PCI compliance. E-commerce has definitely, you know, gotten to that point. So you see, you know, HIPAA compliancy and PCI compliancy all going to the cloud now. And
really?
Yeah,
HIPAA?
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, there's your proof right there. I mean, right. That's probably the closest compliance that you're going to get.
Yep.
Your medical records.
Now, there's two different types of clouds. You have the public cloud, which is pretty much free reign, right? Everybody's kind of just going on to it. You see a lot of websites. You know, that's the cheap way to go to or the less expensive way to go to host your own website. But then you also have the private cloud, which that's the more secure side.
So you have the blue collar and white collar clouds. I tell you, this just gets a little more confusing every day, doesn't it? Because it's like the first time you hear about the cloud. You know, I can put things together. I'm the logical thinker guy, numbers guy. You know, I can understand something like your investments, having a financial plan. It's very solid. We can put it on black and white. Then people start talking about the cloud. And I remember the first time someone told me about the cloud, my buddy was showing me on his iPad. He's like, oh, I got everything in the cloud. You got to check this out. Watch this. He's like, if I'm going to print this, I can do that. And he showed me. And this is really the reason why I bought this iPad in the first place was he showed me. He's like, I'm paperless. You know, I do everything right here. This is my little workstation. And I was blown away by it. I was like, wow, the cloud, I think I get it. It's just this place somewhere else where information is stored and you can access it from anywhere. And that's such a brilliant idea. So now there's multiple clouds.
Correct.
And so it's kind of like – it's going to be like the new health insurance. Either you're going to be on a Cadillac plan through an employer or you're going to go to the exchange like the rest of us average folk, you know.
And you definitely need to understand where your data is. What cloud are you, you know, where is, what cloud provider are you using? What data center are they on? You know, what's the security in that data center? And those questions aren't being asked, you know. So depending on the kind of data that you have and the kind of business that you run, you want to, you know, understand where ultimately your data is, because data is money nowadays. You know,
sure.
Data is your life, you know, the lifespan of your business.
Sure, so, especially if you're taking, you know, payment information.
I mean, absolutely.
That's definitely a big one, you know, or if you're dealing with people's financial records. Let's talk about, you know, the mortgage companies and the loan companies that are essentially asking you for every single piece of financial information that you have. Yep. They want you to bring it to them all at once. You know, is it safe to scan and email that? You know, yep. I mean, that's the type of stuff that I would imagine probably isn't.
No, I would advise against it. Yeah.
Wow. So if you are just, let's take me for an example. I have a Cox high-speed internet line at the house. You know, I don't know if it's secure or not, but I've got a Cisco router for the internet.
Sure.
You could probably get, I mean, there's a password to get onto my network, but can that be hacked very easily, or is it safe?
Well, the question is how old is your Cisco router? So, you know, if you're using, you know, 1 to 2 year old router, you know, you're probably on the newer technology, which is called WPA, wireless protection access. That's, you know, can protect your and encrypt that signal, so that everything that's going through your wireless or your router itself is very encrypted and is safe.
What if you're on WEP?
WEP is not safe any longer.
It's not.
No.
Don't. Where's that button? I know I've got it over here. That'll work. That'll work. I know there it is.
Don't!
So, okay. Need to make some changes. But see, a guy like me, I don't know that stuff. You know, when you're putting together just like, get me online. You know, I can't live without my email for another 10 minutes. Yeah. So you just kind of you go and figure it out, right? You just go and see what works. I mean, I don't know. I consider myself to be very average when it comes to understanding this stuff.
And I got to believe it's always worked fine in the past. I've never had any issues, so why should I do anything?
Exactly. And that's what my problem with business owners, they have a business plan, right? You can't go do business without a business plan. But they don't have a technology plan. They walk into it blind saying, "Oh, well, I need technology. I need to be able to get online and do these things. So I'm just going to, you know, buy a simple firewall. I'm going to buy a laptop, you know, and just, you know, go through all my day." But they actually need to have, you know, a strategic plan in place to help them grow. You know, a lot of people also just, you know, throw money at technology thinking that, oh, well, it's going to make it faster. It's going to make me, you know, do more business. It's going to help me, you know, grow. But in reality, it's actually hurting them.
I've learned that lesson the hard way a couple times. You know, somebody gets a fire in you that, oh, well, you got to get this. That's the next biggest thing. You go and you get this, and then that's going to make everything better. And then you kind of find out that that's not necessarily true. Well, very good stuff. So you kind of coach people through. You're like a technology coach.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
So we've got our financial coach, technology coach in the studio today. I love this stuff. I could talk about it all day long. And I think when we talk about coaches, Dan, you had the best analogy. Give us the Tiger Woods example.
I learned this from my background in diving years ago, but Tiger Woods, everyone can probably relate to him. He's the biggest known person, I think, on the planet. And he's gone through a number of coaches, but the fact that here's a guy who's probably the best golfer maybe in the history of the game, and he's got a coach. What for? And he's probably teaching the coach more than the coach is teaching him based on his efforts.
But he still needs someone there watching him swing the club.
And it's just the minor little tweaks where maybe he does something just a little bit off a couple times in a row, and the coach can identify that because he can't see himself while he's doing that. Maybe if he was videotaping around the clock and could go back and watch, he'd see it. But if he spent all day doing the same mistake over and over and over again, that kind of becomes a little bit of a muscle memory thing, and
comes normal.
It's going to be hard to fix again.
Yeah, that's a very good point, that you don't want your mistakes to become the norm, and you can avoid that. Financially, you can avoid that with Dan Osgood and freeinvestmentaudit.com. And from a technology perspective, you can avoid that with Ben Mason, our buddy from Corporate Alliance, from 5-E.net and 5E Consulting. Appreciate both of you guys today coming in and sharing your vat of knowledge. Really,
thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Justin Crane. You did a great job today. I got to skedaddle. We got an event to get to, Dan, so I've got to go somehow get into a suit between now and 35 minutes from now.
I stopped at the phone booth on the way in.
Did you stop? You stopped on the way in. I thought about that, but, you know, it's like, you know me.
Yeah.
I can't do a suit for that long, so a couple hours would be all I can handle. So that's it for today's show. We'll be back again tomorrow at noon to make you smarter than everyone else. We'll see you then.